Amen. My former church, an intermediate church, a sister wanted to marry a Muslim captain in the army. My pastor kick. The sister said, lie, then go marry. God tell her so. The pastor did exactly what I'm saying. Came to the church. You people know sister this. She will soon be married, but she's marrying a Muslim. You know what we stand for? So, we cannot stop her. She wishes, but this church does not identify with that marriage. We wish you good luck. 2 years after the marriage broke, the sister came back. Praise the Lord. So it is not always God's perfect will. It may just be your heart desire. My people don't suffer too much. My papa suffer. I'm not going to suffer again. This man get money. After all, salvation is personal. After all, the man say, you're not going to stop me to go church. Say, you're not going to stop me. So what do you remain again? I beg. I don't suffer too much. But shall make I go pray. Oh, may God not say I no pray. Father, before you sit down before Prophet Joseph, Prophet Joseph will tell you, Nahim, see his name here, see the kawai they use here, see the village here, see everything. I see the two of them are match. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. How will you say in Hosea chapter 2? Let's read Hosea. Oh, maybe we end in that one for today. Let's stop on that one for today. Praise the Lord. Sorry, it's chapter 1. I'm sorry. Hosea chapter 1. It's chapter 1. I'm sorry. The word of the Lord from verse 1. That came unto Hosea. Hosea is a prophet. The son of Bere, the days of Uzziah, Jotamaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, listen very carefully. That was the beginning of his ministry. See what God was telling him. Okay, let's read on. Because that's not my emphasis. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms. For the land has committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Church, it is abomination for a Jew to go and marry a prostitute. To even start with, in Israel, you must marry a virgin. If you don't marry a virgin, there is an ordinance to be performed to show that she has eaten. Somebody don't chop with them before you come. So, when you want to marry, they call it a token of virginity in the law. The first night that you and your wife will sleep your honeymoon, your first night, in the morning, you will come and show everybody the token of virginity. The blood that you use the white cloth to clean, the stain of blood, and everybody will clap hands. And the parents will be very, very proud. Sorry. I said for Israel, I didn't say in Nigeria. Hallelujah. So don't begin to look for a virgin. You may never see. That's why the songwriter says, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. Virginity now is spiritual virginity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that if you are not a virgin, remember, your virginity is a gift to your husband. And if you are still a virgin, sister, maintain it graciously. Your husband, after marriage, will respect you forever. Hallelujah. You are the type, amen, that have every right to cry to God when the marriage is not working. But I'm not saying this to condemn you that was a prostitute before you found Christ. Because your case is not because you were an unbeliever. There are some that are coming to Christ, they are still prostituting. They are in the church, they are still prostituting. Any man, any woman that allows any man to sleep with you, have intercourse with you, without marrying you, pay your bride price, before God and before me, you are a prostitute. In fact, your own is worse than those in Ailara. Which street? Which street? I think it's Ailara. Eh, brother? Which street? Hallelujah. I don't think that a Christian brother sleeping with you, amen, a Christian brother sleeping with a Christian sister is a more abomination than an unbeliever sleeping with yourself. Because the two of you are spitting on the face of your father by doing that. Say, he who defiled this temple, God will destroy. And many of our single brothers and sisters, the problem you have is between you and God for what you are doing with this body. And people don't know it. Yes, your name is written in the book of life. He has saved you. Hallelujah. But you will pay for it here. Anytime you defy this body, daughter of God, son of God, you are looking for trouble. You are spitting before God. And he will cause leprosy. And what is leprosy? Leprosy is a disease that causes isolation. Blessings will run away from you. People will run away from you. Favor will run away from you. Everything around you is disorganized. Why don't you know this and fear him and keep yourself? Praise the Lord. And if you have a problem that you cannot hold yourself, then come for deliverance. I make sure you go to a deliverance minister that is converted. Because you may end up being his customer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ahem. Hosea. Amen. So he told him that he should go and marry a prostitute. Kai. When you see prophets that are close to God, he just spoke it, and as abominable as it is. Do you imagine how the whole land will look at him? And then he said, verse 3. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Yeah. There's something I take note of here. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. So there is a man by the name of Diblaim whose daughters he is known for producing prostitutes in the whole of Israel. And the Bible wrote it there in Papa's name. Because they are also holding the father responsible for her estate. See the man that brought shame to you, a prostitute. And the Lord said unto him, call his name who? Jezreel. And this is the meaning. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on, each of them that gave birth to every child that was given birth to from that marriage with that prostitute, the name was a prophetic name. It was God using that marriage to give a prophecy of what will happen to Israel. And he chose his prophet Hosea for that purpose. So, marrying a prostitute, was it the perfect will of God? Yes, it was a perfect will of God. There was a time he told another prophet to go and eat shit. Hallelujah. That's why I said the perfect will of God is sometimes very, very odd. I gave an example some time ago of another very odd one. We are looking at Hosea, even in our day. There's a brother that worship with us here that belong to an inter-message church that was, you know, on fire in this country. Somewhere in Bagada. And he loved the church so much until he gave birth to his daughter, and he gave the daughter's name. He named the daughter after the name of the church. Amen. Then he named his daughter after that church, the name of that church. And just from nowhere, hallelujah, the daughter died. So what happened? The name of the church. It says, when you call, what happened? What happened, brother? What happened? He said, grace and truth is dead. Oh, I don't call the name of the church. What happened? Brother, what happened? Grace and truth is dead. What did kill him? I don't know. And everybody was going around. You know this brother's daughter, Grace and Truth. What happened? He's dead. And shortly after that, the pastor of the church became an Eze. Shortly after that, the pastor went, I didn't say chieftaincy title, he was the Eze. They used to put in his chief, Eze, so, his royal highness. And I saw the video of his burial when he died. It was not a Christian burial. It was not a Christian burial. I saw when the aircraft that reached Owerri, that put his dead, that brought out his casket to be taken to Imbise, where he was king. As they brought it out, the kings, his fellow kings, they came to receive him. I saw it. I still have the video. If you want, I will give you. I saw it. They pour libation to the gods of the land. They pour snap. And they were speaking in tongue, Igbo language. I don't know what they talk. But they were talking to their gods. For one of them is coming. If you see now his followers, when they hear me now, they go, they vex. Because even at that, they still held on to him. Gagaraga. And whenever I talk, they see their eye will turn red. Because I can talk against Pope, but I cannot talk against a pastor that became Eze. And he did not resign as pastor. Yes, he was still pastor. And he's in a village with his council of chiefs. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And before you know what, all the glory that that church had departed. People who were affiliated to them began to go up. Our brethren, because he was the only pastor that the Intermessage Believers in America recognized. If you write any brother in America, they will refer you to him. All the churches in Nigeria used to gather under him. He was the most respected. All the Intermessage, 90% of the Intermessage churches in the East, it was through his ministry. He was on fire. And they were the largest in Nigeria. At least that church could boast of up to 2,000 members. They were the largest. They are the only Intermessage church that still has a camp for people to go there. And he organized every year convention for all believers to come from abroad, from everywhere. But suddenly, God decided to give a prophecy. And what is the prophecy? Grace and Truth, the daughter of Pastor Thomas, died. Amen. So somebody here, he said, you pray, Lord, use me, Lord. Lord, use me, Lord. If the Lord needs somebody, here am I, use me. Do you want God to use you? He used Pastor Thomas to prophesy that the church was dead and took his daughter away. And that was God's perfect will. And so shortly after, Thomas himself left. It was when he came here that I was giving the interpretation of the death, and that consoled him. Because he was so bitter, very, very bitter. When he told me, I said, no, it was a prophecy. God wants to use you. That was your ministry. And he has spoken to the whole world. Anybody that is still in that church is, you know, well, the man himself is gone. So maybe God has moved them to another level. Praise the Lord. And so I say, his perfect will can also be awkward. So important, therefore, for us to pray, to know what is his will. And you know what? He may explain to you, but he may choose not to explain to you. For he is the potter, and we are the clay. He can decide in any way to mold you. The only thing is, your prayer always is, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. We continue next week. Bow down your head first. Just bow down your head first. Don't bother your head first. We conclude next week. Lord, cause me to understand your ways. That's your prayer. Not only here, I want to walk in your perfect will. Just that one sentence. Let my will be buried in your will. Another sentence. I want to walk in your perfect will, not your permissive will. Why not talk to God, somebody? Total surrender. Total surrender. So why not rededicate yourself unto him? Let him take over. Total. Total. Let my will be buried in your will. Let my will be buried in your will, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I keep my soul.
In Jesus' name we pray. That is a prayer point. A daily prayer point. Daily, daily, daily. That's my prayer point. Every time, let my will, Lord, be buried in your will. Let my will be buried in your will. So that when I move, I know you are the one moving me. Let me never have a heart that will question you. It's total surrender. Can we stand up and sing hymn number 38? Draw me nearer, draw me nearer. I am dying. Draw me into the cross. Where you submitted yourself, let me also submit myself. Hymn number 38.
There are debts of love that I can't. cross and I'm now see.
Oh yes,
that I have so much joy that I made.
Hallelujah.